Okay, welcome everybody. This is the Pacifica National Board open session of July 25th, 2019. Mr. Secretary Bill Crozier, can you please take the roll?
Okay, Grace Aaron, List Representative, KPFK.
Here.
Grace is here. Gary Bost, Affiliate Representative, Cerebral Radio.
Present.
Gary's here. Robin Collier, Affiliate Representative, KCEI.
Present.
Robin's here. Chris Corey, Listener Representative, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Bill Crozier, Listener Representative, KPFT. I'm here. Donald Goldmacher, Listener Representative, KPFA.
Here.
Donald's here. Excuse me. Jan Goodman, Listener Representative, KPFK.
Here.
Jan is here. Sabrina Jacobs, Staff Representative, KPFA.
Here.
Sabrina's here. Wally James, Staff Representative, KPFT. He'll probably be on in half an hour or so. Dwayne Lark, Listener Representative, KPFT. Can't hear you, Dwayne.
Here. Present.
Dwayne oh, okay, Dwayne is Dwayne is here. Thank you. Adrian Laviolette, Listener Representative, KPFT.
Here.
Adrian is here. Martha Peterson, Listener Representative, WPFW.
Here.
And welcome. She's new to the board. Ron Pinchback, Staff Representative, WPFW.
Here.
Ron is here. Ralph Pointer, Listener Representative, WBAI. Can't hear you, Ralph. Lawrence Reyes, Listener Representative, KPFK.
Present.
Lawrence is here. Sean Rhodes, Staff Representative, WBAI.
Here.
Sean is here. Eileen Rosen, Listener Representative, WPFW.
I'm here.
Eileen's here. Mansoor Sabah, Listener Representative, KPFK.
How's there?
Mansoor's here. James Egerton, Listener Representative, WBAI.
Here.
James is here. Nancy Sorden, Listener Representative, WPFW.
Here.
Nancy's here. Alex Steinberg, Listener Representative, WBAI. Can't hear you, Alex.
He asked for an excused absence.
Okay, thanks. Tom Voorhees, Listener Representative, KPFA.
Here.
Okay, Tom is here. And let's see, going back, I didn't hear from Wally James or Ralph Pointer or Alex Steinberg. John Tatum, our parliamentarian.
Here.
John is here. Thank you. Tamara Swiderski, our interim CFO. I don't think she's going to be on the call. Okay. So let me count how many we have. We have 19 directors present, so we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Bill. The next thing is excused absences. I know that Alex Steinberg requested an excused absence. And I believe Ralph Pointer may have requested an excused absence. I don't know if he's still away, but we might. Has anyone heard from Ralph at all? Is he still vacationing? Anyway, are there any other excused absences other than Alex and possibly Ralph Pointer? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to excusing those absences? All right, no objections. The absences are excused. Now we're going to identify timekeepers. Adrienne, are you willing to continue to keep time for people?
Sure.
Okay, great. And who would like to keep time for items? Mansoor, you often do that. Are you willing to continue?
Can't. I'm going to be working.
Okay. All right. Anyone else wish to volunteer to keep time for the items, the agenda items?
Robin could.
Okay. Thank you, Robin. The next item on the agenda is agenda approval, and we have 5 minutes for that item. I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Bill.
Okay, is there a second?
And this is Rev D of the agenda, by the way, which I sent out about a little over 30 minutes ago. And it's also posted online if anybody's listening.
Okay. All right, I have PNB Open Session 2019-07-25D.
Right, D at the end? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
There's also a D in the supporter page.
Okay, thank you. All right. So would anyone like to make any corrections to the agenda? Or any additions?
Chair, this is Lawrence Reyes. I have a question, a request for information.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. So I got an email from a listener that was listening to the stream about the committee on strategy, and she was saying that something was deleted from the audio without obtaining legal advice. And is that appropriate?
Okay. Do not have the answer for that, so I can possibly get a legal opinion for you and get it to you and the rest of the board in writing.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bill, I have an amendment.
Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
I move that we put the motion on loan documents into executive session because we just got some legal advice that we need about that we need to consider in closed session.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to moving that agenda item from the open to the closed session? Hearing none, that is moved. All right. Any other additions or corrections or deletions from the agenda? Okay. Is there any objection to accepting the agenda as amended?
I don't object, but I have a request for information, Lawrence.
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence.
I've been attempting to put the leaking of the FJC documents to the public, and I'd like to ask when that's going to be appropriate.
Okay, we may check that up in a closed session, so please be patient until later on in the evening. All right.
Okay.
The next thing on the agenda is the report out from executive session. On July 18, 2019, the Pacifica National Board accepted the resignation of Maxie Jackson III as Pacifica Executive Director. The Pacifica Foundation wishes Mr. Jackson the very best in his future endeavors. The PNB agreed to hire a media professional as Interim Executive Director. His name will be made public when the contract between him and the Pacifica Foundation has been fully executed. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is the IED report, and that agenda item is 20 minutes long. I did not write up a written report. The first thing I'd like to say is that I did send out a directive forbidding raffles and sweepstakes, which I sent out to the board earlier this evening for you to review. I would like the board's approval for that, and that's going to be on the agenda. There is also a press release that went out yesterday announcing that we have hired John Verniel as interim executive director. He'll be starting very soon, probably August 1st or thereabouts. And the press release has gone out. If you'd like to see it, it's at pacifica.org. Just scroll down and you can see it. And we will also be putting together a bio for people who are interested soon. And let's see what else. The top priority right now is getting the audits done. A lot of work is being done on that. Also, we are concentrating on current cash flow because the income has been soft recently at some of the stations, so attention needs to be placed on boosting the short-term revenue of the foundation and also making sure that our interest payments on our loan will be made in a timely fashion and that, if possible, we will pay down the principal. That's about all I have to say at the moment. I would take questions if anyone has questions.
Yeah, Grace, I have a question. This is Ron Finchback.
Okay, Ron.
My question is this. The dispersal of that endowment or whatever it was, is that still being considered in terms of, you know, what those monies will be used for, or has that been a definite determination as to how that will be divvied up?
Well, you know, I had mentioned to the National Finance Committee that not all of it had been dispersed, and they could discuss it in the National Finance Committee, which they did. But there was no actual disagreement coming out of that committee with the way that Tamara Swiderski, the interim CFO, and I had decided to apportion the way that the trust would be used. However, I strongly advise this body to adopt some sort of a policy, including the National Finance Committee and possibly the Strategic Planning Committee and the PNB as a whole, on the dispersal of any windfall of, let's say, over $100,000 or $200,000. I think that that's a wise thing to do. Perhaps I should have gotten the approval of the NFC and the PNB, but since those monies have not yet been fully dispersed, and certainly the $200,000 that is going into a reserve account to pay the interest on the loan, that can be pulled back if the PNB desires to do so, or the National Finance Committee so desires, or the Strategic Planning Committee. So I would suggest that a motion be put forward to limit the power to some extent of the interim CFO or CFO and the executive director, so that the spending of large bequests or windfalls is approved through our committees and at the PNB level. I don't think there is any motion. Is there a motion on the agenda to that effect?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a motion on the agenda, and we can there we go. It's the last thing on the agenda that I see. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Hearing none, we'll go on to the next agenda item, which is a motion prohibiting raffles and sweepstakes. Mr. Crozier, would you like to read that?
Okay, thank you. And it's on, again, it's on the agenda that's posted online on KPFTX also, it's on the RevD. Whereas raffles and sweepstakes are fraught with complex rules and regulations and are very difficult.
Excuse me, Chair, point of order, Chair. Lawrence, who made the motion or where the motion comes from?
Okay, it's right on the agenda, Lawrence. It's on the agenda, and it's the first thing on the
agenda. I'm in my car, so I can't see the agenda. I'm in my car.
Okay, well, Bill Crozier is making the motion, and he's reading it now. So you'll hear it. Bill, can you start again?
Okay. Whereas raffles and sweepstakes are fraught with complex rules and regulations, are very difficult to administrate, and bring great risk to Pacifica, and whereas it is a California Penal Code violation to conduct a raffle over the Internet, and the California Deputy Attorney General says, quote, and so Division F2 prohibits conducting a raffle over the Internet in any manner, including sale, trade, or redemption of tickets over the Internet, unquote, and whereas George Walter, Senior Controller of NETA, recommends prohibiting all raffles and sweepstakes, saying, quote, the complexities of complying with various state laws regarding raffles are virtually insurmountable. Compliance and reporting requirements are very complex and expose the organization to severe penalties if not done perfectly. And whereas stations not in California must comply with raffle requirements of their own state or district, in addition to those of California, and in some cases with local raffle regulations as well, and whereas raffles in all jurisdictions require substantial time and legal expertise to ensure compliance with all the regulations, and whereas California has restrictions, parenthesis, that apply to all Pacifica-owned stations, regardless of where they're located, close parenthesis, that even limit having paid staff doing the work on raffles, and whereas failure to comply with all the regulations can easily result in fines and or other penalties that could easily cost more than the net revenue the raffles may bring in, and whereas Pacifica's general legal counsel, Ford Green, has advised that the PNB should approve a motion on this topic, therefore, be it resolved that Pacifica stations shall not conduct any more raffles or sweepstakes, and that the interim ED shall so instruct all general managers and ensure that they comply.
Thank you, Bill. Would anyone like to second this motion?
Robin will second.
Thank you, Robin. I'd like to take a moment to explain that I sent out a communication in the form of a directive or a proposed directive to be sent to all general managers, national office staff, affiliate program director, et cetera, on this issue. And I sent that to you. Let's see what time I sent it. 12:50 p.m. Pacific time, that would be 3:50 p.m. Eastern time. So you can take a look at it. But anyway, we'll take 2-4 and 2-against on this motion. Anyone against?
Tom, for point of information.
Sure, go ahead.
Would this take in things like bingo games in that KKFI in Kansas City used bingo games and may still be, I don't know, to raise the money to initially build their station in the 80s? Would that encompass, this motion encompass such things?
I have no idea. I do know that the affiliates would not be subject to this motion. Just the five stations and the units, the affiliate network. The affiliate network itself, the administration of the affiliate affiliate program, this would not apply to the affiliates themselves because they are not part of the Pacifica Foundation nonprofit corporation. So they would not be affected, just the five stations. And as I mentioned, the units. Okay, would anyone like to speak in opposition to this?
Yeah, I have a point of information, Lawrence.
Okay, go ahead.
Apparently the link for the stream is not working. Is Otis aware of that?
The Otis, can you check the stream? Otis, can you hear me? All right. Can someone else check the stream and get back to me in 2 or 3 minutes? And we'll continue with the meeting. And hopefully the stream will be back on momentarily.
This is Bill. I'll text
Otis.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Would anyone like to speak in favor of this motion?
This is James again. James with a request for information.
Okay, go ahead, James.
If Bill just left, I don't know if he'll be able to answer it, but I'm just curious, and I realize the circumstances, but I'm just curious about the language. Instead of saying we'll not conduct any raffles or sweepstakes, it says we'll not conduct any more. I just thought that might be drawing attention to a difficulty we've already stepped in, and perhaps we could just say we won't conduct any rather than any more.
Okay. Would you like to put that forward as an amendment, James?
I'm just asking Bill what the reasoning was.
I don't know, but I think it's a good amendment. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, there have been raffles conducted.
Yes, I'm aware. But I was thinking
okay.
We might not want to draw attention to that. He said on live stream.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
I think it's pretty well known that we've conducted some. So.
Okay.
Okay. So let's just move on then. Anyone like
Robin,
to speak in favor
Robin,
of this motion?
I would just like to report that the stream is working. So.
Okay. Thank you so much, Robin. Well, I'd like to say something. Carol Travis, in the directive that I sent to you, and if this motion passes, I will send tomorrow to the general managers, et cetera. Carol Travis, who was a PNB director from KPFK in 2018, and who is a labor lawyer with decades of experience, said, and I'm quoting her, "I understand that some of the stations are considering raffles. Never do raffles. The laws on raffles are detailed and impossible to comply with. As a local union president in Illinois, where the retirees were into doing raffles, when the advertising of them was distributed, suddenly we got calls from the International Union's legal department telling us to immediately stop. We were in danger of having our charter pulled, being investigated by the Department of Labor, the IRS, and more. Formal organizations should never do raffles. My two cents." So that's just Carol Travis's opinion. And she is a labor lawyer familiar with these things. So is there anyone else who would like to speak either for or against this motion? Nobody wishing to speak. Is there any objection to this motion? Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Thank you. Now, the next thing is on the agenda is motion on consistent union agreements. And I put that forward, so I guess I'll read it. Whereas four Pacifica stations have expired union contracts and the other does not have a union, and whereas differences between union contracts has resulted in confusions and difficulties with our audits and pension plan administration, and whereas inconsistencies complicate compliance with IRS, Department of Labor, and ERISA rules, and whereas having all of these contracts consistent with each other as much as possible will help simplify our financial reporting, the administration of our pension plans, and our audits, and whereas, to be fair, we should ensure that benefits and other provisions are uniform for all stations. Therefore, be it resolved that senior management take measures to ensure that union contracts be as compatible and consistent as possible between Pacifica stations having unions. That's the motion. I think it speaks for itself. Would anyone like to?
James, second.
Thank you. Would anyone like to speak against this motion or in favor of it? Okay. Hearing no.
Well, wait a minute. What about questions? Point of information.
Go ahead. Sure.
The promotion, you know, makes sense, but I'm concerned about this. Who's going to power these units as they each unit negotiates its labor agreements? Who's going to make sure that they're in that they are compatible? You know, are there state issues here? Because you know that force these units to comply to things that might not be compatible with other union agreements? I mean, when you say the senior management, what do you mean by senior management?
Well, senior management means it's in the – okay, go ahead, Bill. You want to respond?
Well, you know, we're one legal entity. And as an example of the complications, if the union agreements are not consistent in funding pensions, it really creates complications for the pension administrator. And benefits in general should be uniform. And so, I mean, you know, I understand that people at each station want to talk to the people at their union, but we really need these to be coordinated. And every one of our union contracts has expired. The last one, which was your station, WPFW, expired last year. So, you know, we're kind of at an opportunity to try to make them more consistent and fair to all the employees.
Yeah, and that's my
Thank
question.
You, Bill.
That was the source of my question. Who's going to do that coordinating?
Well, that's generally speaking in the purview of the CFO and the executive director, but I have to say that we have lawyers who negotiate these union contracts in partnership with union representatives and with general managers. Now, it may not be possible to have them be completely consistent, but I think that should be the goal, because that will make it easier and probably be fairer to our employees ultimately. But all of these contracts are contracts, and as such would have to be approved by the PNB when the negotiation is finished, or negotiations. Does that answer your question?
It helps. Thank you.
Okay, and as I said, it may not be possible to force in complete consistency, but I think that we should try to have them be as consistent as we can. All right. Any other discussion on this motion?
No, Ralph here just joined you.
Okay. Thank you, Ralph. Welcome.
Wally, KPFT,
okay.
Joining in.
Okay. Welcome, Wally. Glad to have you. So, if there's no further discussion, is there any objection to this motion? Hearing no objection, this motion is adopted. Okay, we'll go on to the next thing on the agenda, which is stipend for recording secretary. I put this forward myself.
Grace.
Yes,
oh, never mind. I thought we skipped a motion, but we didn't. We moved it to executive session, so go ahead.
Before we go on to this motion, are there any motions coming out of committees that we've neglected? I don't hear anybody. Okay. So we'll continue with this.
Hey, Grace.
Yes.
This is Chris from NFC. There was a motion that we passed in NFC, but I think we can enter it as a discussion item in closed session because it revolves around the same issue that we're discussing.
We actually already did that earlier in this meeting.
Okay.
It was
fine.
Moved to the closed session.
Thank you,
Chris. Okay. And this is motion stipend for recording secretary. I put it forward. Whereas Bill Crozier has done an excellent job as PNB recording secretary, but is needed more urgently to help with national office and other duties due to the departure of the executive director. And whereas Bill Crozier is still needed as an officer of the foundation to fulfill certain duties, therefore be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board approves the expenditure of $25 per hour for a recording secretary to take minutes at PNB meetings. A maximum of 6 hours per meeting will be allocated for this purpose. The officers of the board will be tasked with hiring a recording secretary who will be a contract, part-time, temporary employee without benefits paid by the national office. Bill Crozier, as secretary, will oversee the taking of minutes to ensure they are done properly and in a timely manner. That's it. So I think it's obvious Bill and I both and Sabrina Jacobs are part of a transition team to assist the interim executive director. And it's taking a huge amount of time for all three of us. So I think it's only fair to have a recording secretary to relieve him of some of the secretarial duties. And that's my motivation for this motion. Is there any discussion of this motion?
Jan Goodman.
Dwayne Lark.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Jan.
I am totally in favor of having a recording secretary. I suggest that perhaps there might be a volunteer willing to do this job, and willing and able and possibly extremely competently do this job. And so my suggestion, and it's a suggestion, I'd like to pass this motion, but I'd also like to suggest that a call be put out to see if there's someone. You know, there's lots of people who are retiring who are super competent to do this job, who might be happy to do it to save the foundation, you know, some money. So I would like to just actually suggest that to the officers, and I support the motion.
Thank you, Jan. Is there anyone? It's a good idea, Jan. Is there anyone opposed to this motion?
Dwayne Lark requests to speak.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. You did put yourself on the stack. Sorry. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yes. I just want to be on record that one of the first things I did in 2009 when I was elected to the local station board of KPFT was read the bylaws, and I subsequently reviewed them from time to time. I think that's very important with this group. And I do know that our bylaws indicate that no officer of the foundation is to receive any remuneration for any services. Now, I know we are already in violation with Sabrina, but if you read the bylaws, and it's pretty explicit that no officer, no director of the foundation is supposed to receive any money of the foundation for services rendered. Let's make sure that's public record. And let's make sure, even though we're in violation of it once, now we're going to be in violation of it twice, that it is in our bylaws.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dwayne.
Bill.
Brian, back to the staff.
Lawrence, okay, to the staff, please.
Okay. Hold on. We have Bill, Jan, Bill. Who is that? Ron? And
yeah.
Lawrence? Yes.
Lawrence.
So Jan first.
Just very quickly, I think Mr. Lark may misunderstand.
Jan.
I just want to clarify this. Mr. Lark may have misunderstood the motion. The motion is to pay $25 to someone else, not to Bill Crozier, to do the recording secretary job. So I think Mr. Lark may have just misunderstood that motion.
Thank you. Bill? Bill?
Thank you. Yeah, well, I'd also like to correct what Dwayne said. None of the officers, absolutely none of the officers, are receiving any money for their work as an officer or as a board member. Now, the bylaws do not prohibit board members, either LSB members or PMB members, from being paid by Pacifica. Some of them can be paid staff or whatever position they have, but they can't be paid for board work. That's what the prohibition is. And I'm not getting anything. I'm not getting paid anything before or after this motion.
Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Is that Dwayne?
Madam Chair, clarification.
Okay, I'll take it as a point of information. Go ahead.
I did, as the previous speaker mentioned, I did, in fact, misunderstand the motion. I understand now that Mr. Crozier is the motionaire and not the person who will be considered for the enumeration, but I still think that if you read the bylaws clearly, you'll find that you're not, in the case I did refer to a second board member, that it is a conflict of interest for an individual, not if an individual is working at a local station, of course, or even as an employee, but they still, if they were working as an employee of the foundation, they wouldn't necessarily be elevated as a director. But it is clearly, explicitly written that any of the directors who are receiving compensation, that would be considered a conflict of interest. And I do believe we are in violation of that. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, thank you, Duane. All three of us officers will carefully look at that section of the bylaws. We appreciate your pointing this out to us. And we will take a good look at that. The next person on the stack is Ron, I believe. Ron,
Just a quick question. The $25 per hour for a maximum of 6 hours, and we're meeting right now at least once a week. Is $25 per hour the normal rate for such a such a job?
Yes, I think it's a fair rate, and that is if our meetings are, let's say, a meeting is 2 hours long, so the time during the meeting itself, when the secretary has to be there, and then the time to prepare the minutes. So it would be a maximum of 6 hours of pay for each set of minutes. So if we have two meetings, that would be considered two separate meetings. So the open meeting would have a maximum pay of 6 hours at $25 an hour. A closed session would have the same rate. So that's how it was figured out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Lawrence, you're next on the stack.
Thank you. So I know the PNB has dictated policy to the local station boards, and I believe that this will become a policy. And so I know the labor that the secretaries on a local level put in to this foundation, and I'd like to suggest that this motion be amended to also include local station board secretaries as well.
Okay, I'm Lawrence. That's a very interesting idea. However, we do not have authority over the budgets of the local stations. That authority is in the hands of the local boards themselves. So I invite you to bring it up with your local finance committee to be put in the budget of the of your local station. But the the national board really doesn't have the authority to do that, or the.
Thank you, Chair. If I may, just real quick. So the programming committee passed a policy about evaluating programs, and that policy was blanketed towards the whole network. So I think that this isn't really out of line or out of step. I will definitely take your advice into consideration in terms of approaching the NFC or approaching somebody on an NFC to take a look at, the local finance committee to take a look at doing that. But again, you know, the PNB has mandated that some policies be followed on the national level. So I don't see why
that's true, but the bylaws specifically and the powers and duties of the local station boards grant the power to the local board to create a budget and to suggest expenditures of this type. So that is actually something that's already been delegated to the local boards, and I don't see any reason to countermand that. But
read that bylaw citation at our next meeting in open session, please?
Sure, why not? That's a good idea.
Thank you.
The powers and duties They're in the bylaws. Anyone can look at them beforehand. Okay. So is there any other discussion? Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yes, can you hear me all right?
It's a little low. It's a little bit low, John.
Let me see if I can turn up some. Is that a little bit better?
A little better, but it's fluctuating.
Sure. Okay, well, I'll be quick. I was thinking that, Madam Chair, maybe you could change the name in the motion from recording secretary to something like note taker or scribe, because that way it would help you from violating the bylaws.
Violation of the bylaws has been established.
Okay, that's an interesting idea. This motion is not suggesting that we depose Bill Crozier as the secretary. He's doing an excellent job as an officer. Many organizations have recording secretaries. They are not officers of the board. The recording secretary is not an officer of the board. There still is a secretary of the board. It's just somebody's hired to do the to take the minutes, basically.
We're on the same page with that. We're on the same page with that, because you would still have your three officers, chair, vice chair, and secretary on the board. But this additional person, I'm suggesting that you change the name of this additional person in your motion. Change it to something like note taker or scribe. And everything.
Okay, hold on a moment. Yes, I hear you. I hear you, Mr. Tatum. Mr. Tatum can't suggest a motion, but if anyone else would like to put forward a motion.
Yes, I would like to put forward that
motion. Okay.
This is Eileen. Agree with Mr. Tatum to change the word secretary to note taker. I think that's everything we need it to be.
Okay. Is there any second for Eileen's motion, amendment?
I have a question.
I'll second.
Sorry, can that be repeated?
Okay. Let's have order. Was that Ron Pinchback who asked for a question? Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ron. Go ahead, Ron.
This person is taking the minutes for these CNB meetings. These minutes are supposed to be official minutes. They're not notes, okay? So their responsibility is to, you know.
Okay, call it minutes taker.
We'll make a federal case out of it.
Okay, so let's not have a crosstalk.
Okay, Jan, I have another suggestion.
Okay, wait a second. Ron, would you like to make a substitute amendment to change the wording, minutes taker?
I don't see anything wrong with the language as is. So that's what I'm going to. Note taker, like I said, that's the first, you know. These people are responsible for taking minutes, and they're being paid to take them.
To the stack.
We're out of time for this item.
Okay.
We spent 15 minutes on it.
Thank you.
Okay.
May I have a final word,
too?
If we hire somebody,
sure,
I think you're going to have a little. You're going to have a little contract or something to that effect that will outline the duties of the person. I don't think having the exact right word that encompasses and doesn't encompass everything you do and don't want needs to be in this motion. Just note taker is a simple, clear word, and then it gets defined in the contract. I think we all understand what we're talking about.
Okay, so Eileen's amendment has been seconded. Ron, do you want to put forward a substitute amendment, or do you want to just drop it?
I'm going to drop it for now. I'm going to drop it.
Okay. All right. Good. Is there anyone any objection to Eileen's amendment?
This is a question from the secretary.
None?
Was it note taker or scribe?
It was note taker. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Now we're going to go.
Hello?
Yes.
I had asked. Hi. I'm so sorry. Could you repeat the motion?
Okay. This would be. There's no objection. Is there any objection to the amendment to change the title of the motion from stipend for recording secretary to stipend for note taker? Okay, hearing no objection, that amendment is approved. So now I'm going to read the main motion. Whereas Bill Crozier has done an excellent job as PNB recording secretary, but is needed more urgently to help with national office and other duties due to the departure of the executive director, and whereas Bill Crozier is still needed as an officer of the foundation to fulfill certain duties, therefore be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board approves the expenditure of $25 per hour for a recording secretary to take minutes at PNB meetings. A maximum of 6 hours per meeting will be allocated for this purpose. The officers of the board will be tasked with hiring a recording secretary who will be a contract, part-time, temporary employee without benefits paid by the national office. Bill Crozier, as secretary, will oversee the taking of minutes and ensure they are done properly and in a timely manner. Okay, now we're out of time, so we're going to take a vote on this motion. We're out of time, Lawrence. We have to go to a vote. Is there any objection to this motion that I just read?
Will it be a confidentiality agreement, too?
Absolutely, absolutely. So any objection to this motion as amended? Hearing none, we'll go on to the next agenda item. The next one is rescind and replace motion on legal opinion by Bill Crozier. Can you read this, Bill, please?
Okay, hold on a second. I'm just writing down notes here. okay, the previous motion allowing any three directors to request a legal opinion from Pacifica legal counsel shall be rescinded and replaced with, quote, all requests by CNB directors for legal opinions from our corporate counsel or any other lawyer must first be approved by two of the PNB officers and may not exceed a cost of $1,000 or 2 hours of our lawyer's time, whichever is less. Any PNB director requests for legal opinions that exceed these thresholds or which are not approved by at least two officers must be approved by the entire PNB. And then this resolution replaces and supersedes all prior PNB resolutions regarding this matter.
Thank you, Bill. Do you want to motivate this?
Well, this is just to prevent excessive legal charges. The previous policy allowed any three directors to ask for a legal opinion and, you know, whether it's – and even go back and ask for another legal opinion on something slightly different or maybe even the same thing. It just doesn't clarify that, and there's essentially no limit to it. And any three officers could do that. And we've had some rather substantial legal costs. It also annoys, to say the least, our attorney who's giving us a very good rate, much below the normal cost for legal services, and we shouldn't take advantage of him that way.
I read to the spec. Hello?
Can't hear you, Grace.
Point of information, Adrian, once Grace comes back on. Our request for information.
Sorry, I muted myself by mistake.
I had asked to be on the spec.
Okay, first, Eileen. Wait a second. Adrian, what's your point of information?
If I'm not mistaken, didn't we already pass this motion?
No.
I'm pretty sure we did.
I believe it was postponed.
Bill, it was postponed.
I believe it was postponed, and we need a second also.
Second.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Sorry. All right. Eileen, you have the floor.
Yeah, just first of all, are we talking about just our legal counsel, or are we talking about any of our consultants, including our human resources consultant, and I don't know anybody else along those lines?
We're just talking about legal counsel.
Okay. And I'm a little uncomfortable with this because under certain circumstances, it could keep PNB directors who might have some serious and legitimate question they want to consult. They might not end up being allowed to get that advice. So I'm not sure exactly how to resolve that because I do understand the problem of overspending, but I wonder if we could at least rephrase the last sentence a little bit, make it into two sentences. This is, I guess, a motion or an amendment. Any PNB director requests for legal opinions that exceed these thresholds must be approved by the entire PNB. Additionally, any PNB director requests that are not approved by at least two officers may bring their request for a vote to the PNB for a vote.
Okay.
I just want
to. Is there a second to Eileen's? Yeah. Can you put that in writing by any chance?
I can. I did earlier, but
okay.
I think I lost that.
Jan Goodman, second.
Okay, very good. We'll wait a moment for you to type it up and send it to the board.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, is there any objection to Eileen's amendment? Hearing none?
I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it.
Okay. We'll wait then. You tell us, Eileen, when you sent it out.
I'll be right almost there.
And there. Bill for the stack.
Let's just wait for Eileen to send it out.
Just about. Okay, I think that's it. I'll put it in with the rest, with the entire. Okay, I think I've got it here. Let's see. I am a little slow at this. Compose. Go to PNB. We sent it to PNB 2019 or just PNB?
It goes to the same thing. PNB.
Either one.
Okay. All right. We have to fix the indents. There it goes.